that in the example that we gave earlier, you have to sort of walk into their vicinity to be of any value to them. And when you walk into their vicinity, it's really important that you have done that deliberately. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't just let them and their problems drag you there and activate within you your own sense of of being out of balance, because losing that stability then makes you resent them. You have to remain the secure, confident understanding of how life works being that you are in order to be of any value to someone that's out of balance.
So how do I stay focused more easily so I can increase the speed?
By being in balance before you go to work, by getting tuned in, tapped in, turned on, by acknowledging that when you get there, it's not going to be this perfect feathered nest, that there's going to be some things, by acknowledging that you knew that going in, that that's why you're working there, that you're wanting to help people maintain some or discover some balance, by appreciating the lives that they've lived and the contradiction and contrast that it's provided, and the vibrational escrow that you know that exists for each of them, by reminding yourself that all of those people, no matter how many troubles they have a vibrational escrow that is calling them forward, and by seeing yourself as one who is standing with their inner being in their vibrational escrow, calling them forward, but you're sort of like a satellite dish that is able to step a little closer to where they are and coax them a little more back into vibrational alignment, by acknowledging how often that you have been able to help someone, by remembering the improvement in their lives, by taking it in more bite-sized pieces. For you, it is no question the overwhelming factor that is sort of getting you down. And by reminding yourself that you don't have to fix it all today, that no one has ever been able to fix it all today, that it's an incremental thing, step by step by step, that the system is laid out pretty darn well, that you are good at what you do and like what you do, that you are surrounded by other people working there who are also good at what they do, by realizing that, and again, we're going to say it, you don't have to fix it all at once, that you're just looking for, your goal is to help as many people as you can in this day make more downstream choices than upstream choices. You're not trying to help them solve all their problems or fulfill all their dreams today. You're just trying to teach them the difference between thoughts that are resistant, that get them nowhere, and thoughts that feel better, that get them moving in the direction of what they're wanting. And as you hold that intention, as you go to sleep the night before, and as you wake up and remember that, then as you step into it, instead of resisting or resenting somebody not being where you would like them to be, instead, you make peace with where they are. That's the most important thing that a counselor must do. You've got to make peace with where your client is, because if where your client is upsetting to you, how could they possibly make peace with it? Mm-hmm. They've lived a whole life of people being upset with where they are. And finally, you have the opportunity to make peace with where they are and coax them more into alignment. How good is that? You're right where you wanted to be. That's exactly what's in your vibrational escrow. You are a teacher to the very core of your being. This is the world in which you wanted to live and work. And you never asked for it to be this perfect environment where everybody already knew what you would be there to teach them. You knew that it would be an environment where you would call them a little closer and a little closer and a little closer, you see, to their alignment with who they are. And you've had so much success at that. So many people have said to you, you've helped me in so many ways. Don't let those that are a little more resistant get you down. They're coming along fine too. Good.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. That's the interesting thing about mentoring others, is that you see them as they are, but a part of you knows how they want to be. And you've got to get fixated on where they are going, not on where they are, or you can't help them. And yet they're clamoring. They want you to see them where they are. They're still complaining. That's why you used the word complaint. They're still complaining. They're saying, no, 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 no. It's not that way for me. This is how it is. And it's not easy for you to maintain the picture of where they're going while they're beating the drum so loudly of where they are. But that still is the work as a teacher. Yes.
Good afternoon.
It is.
I have several different questions that jump around the board, and I hope you can answer them. The
we
first
hope you
one,
can hear our answer.
Pardon me?
Oh, we're just being flippant with you.
Oh, okay.
We have
flippancy
answers.
Is good.
We have answers to all of your questions. The question is, are you going to be in the vibrational vicinity of our answer so that you could hear it?